Welcome back, our twisted little friends. You are listening to Murder Maidens, a podcast dedicated to discussing crimes committed by women. Your hosts are Monica,
Robino,
Sandy.
Sure, and, got her name.
Yeah. And today's host is Sandy.
I was in the middle of taking a sip of some alcohol for the first time in like 2 weeks. I'm so excited.
Wait, let me tell you how I don't have any alcohol in this MF in house during a snowstorm.
What?
You gotta get that toilet wine. Go get some bread. Go get some bread in a bag.
That's what I'm about to do. I'm like thirsty as hell.
We have more than you can ever imagine, and I still need to go this weekend for the holidays. Well, for Christmas. It's not even New Year's. I just need to shop for Christmas alcohol first.
Rob, do you have hand sanitizer?
I have mouthwash. I can drink that.
There you go. I can do that.
I'll butt chug it. Get drunk faster.
All right. So this is our Christmas episode.
Woo.
So I have something to tell you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Oh, really? Really? Don't get that hype. It's not that good. Yeah, I feel like I'm going to let you guys down really bad.
I'm so excited.
All right, you ready?
And I just can't hide it.
One, two, three.
Oh, my God.
Happy holidays.
So I just wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, but in true fashion, we have to do an NSYNC style. But we can't play all the song because copyrights and shit. We can't afford that, so we can only play 10 seconds.
Did you Google that?
She did.
Well, no. So I asked Jim, and he's saying it's like YouTube is like 6 seconds, but like straight podcasting, you could probably go a little bit longer since especially nobody listens to us.
Yeah.
We got to play the whole song now in the left.
But keep it straight. Just wanted to wish everybody Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I listen to that jam all year long.
Well, let me tell you about how we've been having to listen to Christmas music at work since November 1st. And I just want to basically, you know, throw the dang radio out the window or cut my ears off so I don't have to hear it anymore.
That's been this house pretty much.
But if they had NSYNC Christmas on there, I would be all about that.
Yeah, I listen to like NSYNC holiday radio on Pandora, so I get a mix of just like all different band holiday, but it's on point.
I'll have to Googles it.
Pandora.
I don't listen to Pandora. I have Spotify.
Oh, you fancy.
I am fancy.
So today we are talking about the Christmas killings from Dayton, Ohio. This killing spree began on December 23rd and didn't end until December 26, 1992. It claimed the lives of 6 people and injured 2 others. The group included Laura Taylor, 16, Marvellus Keene, 19, and they were boyfriend and girlfriend. And it also included Heather Matthews, 20, and DeMarcus Smith, 19, who were also boyfriend-girlfriend. So you got two couples. It is kind of hard to find, like, straight female killers on Christmas with a lot of information. So I kind of went with a group that included 2 females.
Yeah, it still includes females.
Yeah. So the whole group were estranged from estranged.
Yes.
From their families and into drugs. A part of the quote-unquote downtown posse, they spent most of their days bumming for money in the courthouse square and their nights getting high.
Any relationship to anyone that we know?
Was she part of this group?
Yes.
Probably. On December 23rd, while quickly running out of money, Laura and Marvellus decided to look for somebody to rob with Marvellus's 2 cheap .25 caliber automatic handguns. Lauren knew a General Motors worker who would pay for sex. They called Joseph Wilkerson, who agreed to an orgy. That's when they recruited Heather, who was recently released from jail. They tied Joseph to his bed with electrical cords, ransacked his house, and found a .32 caliber Denninger, which Marvallis used to shoot him in the chest. They also used one of his .25 caliber guns to shoot him in the head. They would use his house over the next few days to eat all his food and to sleep and to party. They stole his car and used it to ride around him. Then on Christmas Eve, December 24th, Laura decided she wanted to rob a trick. Now,
a trick?
A trick.
Like a hooker?
So that's what I think a trick is. And I think John is somebody who pays. In everything I was finding, it was kind of like a trick was the person buying the sex. And it kind of makes sense for the story that way, but they referred to him as a trick, not a John. So I'm just putting that out there. I was a little bit confused, but
it's kind of confusing. Unless that's just like maybe a more regional thing.
Maybe.
Like something like, I mean, we're not very far from Ohio, so I would think we would have heard something like that.
But I don't know where Ohio is, so.
All right.
What?
So
she knows where she remembered. She knew where that Connecticut place
was. I know,
was,
right?
But she don't know where Ohio is.
Ohio. So according to Urban Dictionary, a trick is any man who lets a woman use him for his wallet. It comes from the term prostitutes use to describe men who pay them for sex. Okay.
So
we always said trick was
the hooker. And that's why I was like kind of confused, because in the story it made sense that she was robbing a John, but they referred to it as a trick, and I was like, I'm just gonna go with it. But we also know Kensington terms, so so she decided she wanted to rob a trick. They picked up her boyfriend DeMarcus and they went to go find their next victim. Laura lured one and got into his car. Marvallis, DeMarcus, and Heather followed in the car until it stopped. Then DeMarcus got out and shot the back of the car's window. The car fled with Laura still inside. They did follow, but once the trick pulled into the Dayton police headquarters, the crew quickly, quit the chase. They drove around and then finally went back to, the main street to look for Laura and found her and picked her back up. After riding around a little bit more, they found 18-year-old Danita talking on a payphone. Now, for those who are not in their 30s, may not know what a payphone is.
It's where Superman got changed.
Yes. Yes. Hold on. No.
Well, Clark Kent got changed into Superman. No.
A phone booth is where he got changed. A payphone doesn't necessarily mean it's in a phone booth. They could be outside, just on a wall.
So that's true. Why'd you ruin that for me?
I just always associated payphones with phone booths.
So do I.
I have the last few payphones I've seen have just been attached to a store or something like that, not actually in a booth. I don't even remember the last time I actually saw a booth.
Hey, you want to come to my garage? I got two of them. Yes. One actually has a payphone inside.
I know. I'm so jealous. I want it, and I want to put it in my house, and I want to hook it up so I can call from my phone booth. shut the door. I'm on a phone call.
I know. Everybody's always even when we were having our deck built, the guy was like, how much are you guys going to sell them for? And we're like, they're not ours. But
whose are they?
His brothers.
Oh. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
That's right.
True. So it is in your garage.
True.
Therefore, it's your property.
It's yours.
But so the payphones is something you go and you put in a quarter and you get 3 minutes and you can make a phone call. And this is back in the day when we had pagers. You would get paged and then you would go to a payphone and you would call that person back. It was a whole elaborate thing back in the day.
especially when you had your regulars and they had to put their code in.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and this is 1992, so it was fitting.
That's about that time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was a high school senior, a mother of two, and a complete stranger to the group.
Wait a minute. She was a high school senior and had two children.
Yep.
Yeah.
She begged them not to shoot her and gave them everything she had, which included her coat, shoes, and backpack with only 50 cents inside. She was shot five times. The pavement was covered in blood and 25 caliber bullet casings. Whew, I need a drink. They then proceeded to go to a local drug house to hide out. That's when Jeffrey Wright, Heather's ex-boyfriend, showed up. After a fight broke out that included Jeffrey pulling Heather out of the bedroom by her hair, DeMarcus shot him four times in his legs, but Jeffrey managed to escape to a neighbor's house and survived. Then they decided that they couldn't hide out the local drug house, so they went back to Wilkerson's house, which was the first victim, and proceeded to party some more while he lay dead in his bedroom.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, what did they do to the body? Like, he was still there.
They just left them there. Didn't even move them. Nothing. I think it said they threw a bunch of clothes on top of them.
Gotcha.
On Christmas Day, Laura convinced her ex-boyfriend, Richmond Maddox, to leave his house and take her for a drive. Little did he know, Heather, DeMarcus, and Revalius were trailing behind. Once he spotted them, he became really suspicious and gunned the accelerator. Laura put the .32 caliber Derringer to his right temple and pulled the trigger.
Wait, while he was driving the car?
Mm-hmm. Oh. She did bail from the car before it crashed, and the gunshot was fatal. So he died, like, instantly.
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm. So. On December 26th, Sarah Abram was working behind the counter at a family-owned mini market when Laura came in and decided to case the place. A few minutes later, DeMarcus and Marvalius walked in, and Marvalius shot Sarah twice in the head. Joan Pettis was also in the store, and he was shot in his hand and his stomach, but survived. The bullet casings would match those of Danita, and the group only got away with $44. So, I mean, they were doing, like, whatever they could to rob people for drugs, but, like, obviously weren't getting very much.
Yeah, considering the girl on the payphone, she had, like, 50 cents.
50 cents, yeah. So.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. During all these killings, the group would change license plates on multiple stolen cars to throw police off their tracks. I can't speak tonight because alcohol is hitting me super hard. So
I'm just so jealous of whatever is happening over there on your cup. What is that?
Oh, it's a Christmas tree.
Cozy.
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 I, like, love it to death.
Oh, I'll give it to you on Christmas.
Oh, yay. I can drink from it on Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. Fearing that one of their own would snitch on them, they picked up their friends Wendy Cordell and Marvin Washington, who they had partied with during their spree. The group drove to a gravel dump, ordered their friends out of the car, and DeMarcus and Mavalius shot them.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Their bodies wouldn't be discovered until Laura was already arrested in jail, and a local minister visited her, and she told him about them. So who knows how long it would have took them to come up with that. Then a woman, possibly could have been a seventh victim, was filling up her tires with air when the group stole her Dodge Shadow at gunpoint. She fled the scene before they could hurt her. A short while later, Sergeant Huber spotted the Dodge Shadow with the foreign side. After running the plates and them coming back to not matching, the officer called for backup and closed in on them. Little did he know the group was behind all the killings. The capture was pretty uneventful. DeMarcus did run into a nearby house, but was quickly apprehended. The other three were taken into custody without incident. They confiscated several weapons from the car, and the police started to piece together the connection to the recent killings. After questioning, they learned that Laura ordered Mavalius to shoot Sergeant Huber, but he didn't listen and thankfully didn't do it. Laura and Heather are serving their life sentences at the Ohio Reformatory for Women in Marysville. DeMarcus is serving his life sentence at Mansfield Correctional Institute. Marvalius was convicted of 5 of the 6 killings and was sentenced to death. He was executed by lethal injection on July 21st, 2009 in Southern Ohio Correctional Facility in Lucasville. He had no last words, but he did have a last meal. So,
what was it?
You ready? He had a porterhouse steak with A1 sauce.
Okay. Well, you have to have A1 sauce with your steak.
No.
You have to. Yes. No. Yes.
No. A pound of jumbo fried shrimp with cocktail sauce.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm digging this. Yeah.
I'm digging this. I'm digging this last meal.
I am.
French fries and onion rings with ketchup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is my last meal.
Dinner rolls and butter. 2 plums. 1 mango. 1 pound of seedless white grapes. German chocolate cake. 2 bottles of Pepsi. And 2 bottles of A&W cream soda.
All right.
That is a massive. It would take me all day to eat this food. And I probably still wouldn't finish.
Was he a big man?
Yes. He was a big man.
Was he a big man?
he was a big man.
That's a big man meal right there.
He is a big man. And that is my little story about the Dayton, Ohio Christmas killings.
So the girls just got life in prison, the 2 girls.
Okay. Yes. So technically, Heather did not kill anybody, but she was there involved. But Laura did, but they all got life sentences, even DeMarcus. But Marvalius got the worst of it and was sentenced to death.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dang. But that's it. I mean, they pretty much just on one day decided it's just. Just start doing it and had no care. And they didn't have like a rhyme or reason. And when you look at the map of where all the killings took place, it was like you were looking at like just regular, like even smaller than Philadelphia. Like it was so close together. Mm-hmm. Like they were literally just in their little town driving around just doing whatever they want. They had no rhyme or reason.
So now Sandy. Mm-hmm. Can you pick out Ohio on a map now?
No.
I think it's just right next to us.
It's right next to us.
It is right next to us?
Yeah. Right next to us. It's attached. Man. Yeah.
We share a border.
We touch butts.
We touch butts.
I thought it was like in the middle.
Of the country?
Yeah.
No, it's right next to us.
I just assume like any of these states are like middle of the states. Like I don't associate anything next to us. I just think it's all in the middle. Like all like Hicktown middle.
No.
Like when I was researching, like I like saw the map of like the killings, but I didn't look like where Ohio was on
United States.
She's gonna show you a picture.
Wait, where are we at?
Oh damn.
Can you see? We're ass to mouth right there.
Never go ass to mouth.
Well, if one of the guys asked me where Ohio is on Friday night during drunk history, I will know now.
Well, considering that's not history, that's geography.
I figured it's going to be the question about everything. I think it's going to be just drunk trivia.
Yeah, all right, Sandy, here's the question. Spell Ohio.
Oh, I know how to spell that. It's only four letters. O-H-I-O.
How do you spell Idaho? She's thinking about it.
She's like, you really want me to? No, no. Is it I-D-H-A-O?
What? I-D-A-H-O?
I-D-H-O-A?
Wait, I-D-A-H-O.
Babe, how do you spell Ohio?
Wait, no, Idaho.
Idaho.
Wait, what is it? Ohio? Yeah. No, Idaho. Idaho. He said I-D-A-H-O.
That's what I said.
And that's what I said. I-D-H-A-O. Right? Wait, I said that the first time.
Did we lose Robin? I think she's frozen.
Oh.
Either that or she's... Oh, there she is. Oh, there she is. Back. There she is. She's back.
It's I-D-H-A-O.
I-D-H-A-O.
A-H-O.
Oh.
You're dyslexic. She's just dyslexic.
He might have said that. I had my headphones on, so I really couldn't hear. It's I-D-A-H-O, babe.
Yes.
That's what I said. Oh, he said that's what he said. He was like, that's what I said. Well, now I know. I learned two things today. Where Ohio is and how to spell Idaho.
Udaho.
We all know.
Yeah, so this should be pretty fun with
We decided, so as you guys know, we're bad with words and geography and a lot of things.
History
mainly. So we decided we're going to have, I think it's going to be more than just drunk history, because I think the guys are picking like all different.
Drunk Quizzo. It's like drunk Quizzo.
So we're going to have a Zoom drunk Quizzo.
And I think we should record it and upload it.
Oh, my God.
We could record it and then, like, do best of and, like,
yeah, and edit it.
Robin.
Yes.
So me and Sandy played this game the last time. Can you please ask Sandy when Jesus was born?
I know this.
Did she say Christmas Day?
No. What year? Wait. What year?
Oh, what year?
Zero.
Now you know that. What did you say? I don't even know. You said 1540 or something like that.
I believe that. I'm so bad at life.
Yeah, but we'll have to do that. We'll do a special drunk history edition or something like that.
Best of. I think it's going to be, we're going to do, if you get it wrong, you have to drink and your man has to drink. So Jim is going to be in really, really rough shape.
Well, then who's going to take care of the kids the next day?
I have to get up in the morning with her.
So are we doing this Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
Friday night. Okay.
I have to work at 6 a.m. on Sunday.
Gotcha. So. I have to work Saturday morning.
Yeah. What time?
9.
Oh, you're fine. 9 o'clock. We're all gonna be drunk. We're gonna be drunk and in bed by 11.
Yeah, that's true. We're gonna start at like 9. So
yeah. So, all right. And Robin has our game this week.
Oh yeah.
She's like, what are those people that. Germans? Ay.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's what you... So, no, not like that. But, like, do you ever see Beer Fest where they're in, like, the inside part and they're playing all the games and they're like, ay.
No.
Oh, God.
When she said it, just reminded me of Beer Fest.
You mean when they're talking German?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Gosh. All right. Oh, no.
Oh, no, Robin, your husband did this.
I don't know what some of this stuff even has to do with each other. Okay. All right. So it says the year. Why is he, it always has to be the year is.
The year.
The year is 1968. And you are.
And he couldn't even. He couldn't even do 69.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll change it. The year is 1969. and you are a photographer student?
Photography. Wait, hold on. This is very important. Is it the summer of 69?
Yes, it is. And me and Brian Adams are going to have fun. He plays his guitar on the front porch, right?
Yep.
I'm drawing a blank on the song right now.
It was the summer of 69. Me and the guys from school.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit. Jody got married.
never get far.
Okay. We love you, Brian Adams. So the year is 1969, and you are a photography student living in Soviet Russia. I don't know what this has to do with anything, but okay.
Did he put anything about Christmas in here?
Yes.
Okay.
So you have suspected the new mailman, Boris... And Gustav. It's G-U-S-A-K-O-V.
Gustav.
We'll say Gustav. Yeah.
Okay. Of stealing your mail for some time. However, the last straw comes when your babushka's famous holiday fruitcake goes missing.
First off, does anyone even eat fruitcake?
No. It's disgusting.
But apparently, it's...
Well, like, you never know.
Like, you could steal that shit. I wouldn't even care.
I know. So, now the time has come for them to go. All right. So, let's just go over it. You're a photography student in Soviet Russia. It's 1969. You have two new mailmen, Boris and
Gustav.
They've been stealing your mail, and the last straw came when they stole Babushka's famous holiday fruitcake. All right, so now here's the twist for this week. You must kill one while framing the other for murder.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a really good
that
twist.
That is really good. And it's in the 60s, so they're, you know what I mean? It'll be a little bit easier to get away with it.
Okay, your location is at the post office.
Okay.
Here are your weapons of choice. You have a bottle of vodka.
Okay.
Vodka.
It's a vodka.
A wooden nesting doll.
What is that?
Robin, Sandy doesn't know what
it is. It's the dolls inside the dolls inside the dolls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then
I didn't know what they were called.
A bear cub named Ivan.
Oh, I love little bears.
Oh my God.
I feel like none of these are actually murder weapons.
Well, you just have to use them in the murder.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. All right. So there's your options. And I'm not first, so not it.
All right. So I'm first this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I don't want the nesting dolls. So... Do I take the vodka or do I take the little tiny little baby bear? Oh, can I just take him home with me? Do I have to use him in a murder?
I guess not. Like, you could just have brought him as an accessory.
Yeah.
After the fact.
Oh, he's so cute. So cute. All right. So. All right. I'm going to take the bottle of vodka. Mm-hmm. So. Me and Gustav are going to get drunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get Gustav drunk to the point where he passes out. Then, you know, I got my little murder gloves on. I'm going to cut Ivan's throat, put the knife in Gustav's hands with blood all over him and everything, like he cut his throat, but he's passed out drunk. So when he wakes up and finds his dead body there and him holding the knife, now his prints are on it and there's blood everywhere.
Good. I would probably, the only thing I would change was I would be calling like the Russian police and be like, I heard a disturbance at a neighbor's house or something, so that they go in. He's passed out.
You're at the post office. You're at the post office. Someone will come in.
Oh, that's right. Someone will eventually come in.
Yeah.
Good job.
So, and it's the 60s, so things are a little easier to get away with.
That's true.
And cameras weren't all that great back then, so.
True. That was good.
And then I'm going to take the bear home with me.
Okay. No, I'm someone else bear.
Needs to I'm murder. Getting the bear. Use him in the murder. So you can have him after he becomes a murderer. Ivan the murderer.
I'm going to use Ivan our little bear club. But I'm still trying to figure out. So yeah, I'm framing one. It doesn't
matter.
One
have of to them. Yeah, yeah, it doesn't okay. matter.
All right. I think I'm going to kill. What was the one? It was Gustav and who?
Boris.
Okay, yeah. I'm killing Boris because nobody cares about him.
Boris just kind of sounds like an old, ugly man.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Gustav could kind of be handsome. So let's keep him around.
Well, was it? Oh, that's Gustav. Yeah. Isn't that the guy from Beauty and the Beast?
No, that's Gaston.
Gaston. Yeah.
Close, but not close.
Well, he was good looking in the live
no,
action.
No, he was not.
Oh, are you serious? You don't love him? Oh, my God. No. So handsome.
I like my man funky looking.
Wait, what did she say?
I like she says she likes her men funky looking. Now I have to look off Goose.
But
the live
it's
action.
Something, it's like
Gustav live action?
Yeah. No, yeah, it was Beauty and the Beast live action. His name's like Luke something, I think, or something Luke.
I don't remember him being cute.
Oh, my God. He was in the Disney sing-along, and they sung, like, the Gaston song, and I was like, oh, yes, honey.
I'm still trying to figure out my murder in my head as you guys talk. Trying to figure it out. I'm gonna do
he's
that.
Gorgeous.
But then how do we frame? All right, I gotta frame one of them.
This guy?
Oh. Yeah. But all that's right. Not a good picture of him. Hold on. I'm gonna IMDb it.
Luke Evans?
Yeah, that's
Oh, yeah. I've seen him before, yeah. Yeah, he's, yeah, okay.
Yeah. He's not straight, so I don't.
Oh, he's not?
But he's good looking. Huh. All
right. So here's my scenario. So I am going to first, since I'm going to kind of like piggyback off what Monica did because you're in Russia, so like everybody hangs out and drinks vodka. So I'm going to drug. God, I forget their name. Gustav. I'm going to drug Gustav and let him, like, kind of pass out because then he's not going to remember anything. And then I'm going to use my little bear cub to push Boris into the mouse sorter. And he's going to get crushed and, you know, die and then it's going to look like
murder.
We're in Russia. We don't know what their mail little system looks like. So I'm just thinking it can fit stuff. And
I bet you their mail system is Boris and Gustav.
I was just about to say, I'm guaranteeing that in 1969 Soviet Russia, they don't have a mail sorter. They have all of the babushkas sitting around.
Well, this is my story. And in my story, they have a mail sorter. So, he is going to fall. I'm going to push him into the mail sorter. and he is going to get crushed and die, and then Marvellius is going to be laying there, and it's going to look like they got into a fight, and he pushed him and died.
Okay.
In the mouse order.
In the mouse order.
Well, shit. That leaves me with the wooden nesting dolls. What do I do? So like I could have worked with either one of the other ones, but nesting dolls, I'm like at a loss.
I mean they don't, you know, you could use other stuff along with the nesting dolls.
Okay.
You could take the littlest nesting doll and shove it in his mouth, down his throat.
True.
Put the biggest one up his butt.
I mean, I was thinking of that as well. It was also mine. Both of those ideas. I was like, do I shove it in his mouth or in his butt? I mean, I don't want to steal, like, you guys' ideas with the, like, drugging or drunking them. So
it's Russia, though, like vodka. Like
I know everybody's drunk. So
that's where I just assume Russia. Vodka.
All right, Sandy.
See if she knows Russian trivia.
Wait. Is Russia in Europe or Asia?
Or Eurasia.
Europe?
Trick question, it's in both.
I said Eurasia.
You did say Eurasia.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm killing it. I'm gonna be so good at history. Boom, boom.
Until Friday night comes along and we're both like, oh shit.
And they're like, you know, how do you, what's 2 + 2? And I'm like,
nine.
Yeah. I feel so much under so much pressure right now. I can't even think. So what in this thing though? So I'm going to say like, I'm going to say like Forrest and Gustav, they're like, you know, hanging out and they're like, you know, done their day at mail post office and stuff. And they're like, let's go back to the main shop and we're going to, you know, let's have a drink together, my good friend, and eat Babushka's fruitcake. And then they go back to the post office. And they're having a drink, and they're eating fruitcake, and it's like jolly old time, boop, 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 boop. And then I sneak in there like a ninja.
That you are.
Yeah, and I'm just like with my murder gloves and my murder outfit.
And you have your little ninja feet. So.
That's true. I'm like Chucky when he goes through the the flower. And so, so I'm going to sneak up behind them. And then I am going to get them super drunk. And then I'm going to steal the last piece of fruitcake. And then there's going to be a kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle.
Because they're going to be like, yo, that last piece of fruitcake was mine. And then he's like, no, that last piece of fruitcake is mine. How dare you eat it? And he's going to be like, how dare you eat it? And then they're going to get into fisticuffs. And then, you know, they'll fight and boop, boop, boop. And then Boris is going to knock one of them out. And then he's going to pass out because he's so drunk. Like, they've both been hitting each other. So he's like, whooped. He's ready for a nap. And then while they're both passed out, then I'll shove the nesting dolls down the guy's throat. Obviously, I'll put, like, I think I'm going to kill Gustav. So I'll put, you know, Boris's handprints all over it. And I'm going to shove the nesting dolls up Boris's butt. I mean, Gustav's butt. And then I'm going to make it, actually, I'm going to make it look like a sex game gone wrong.
Are you starting biggest to small or smallest to biggest?
I'm gonna I'll probably start. Yeah, let's start biggest. Let's shove the biggest one up and just keep shoving them in. Because I went when the coroner or whatever goes. He has to pull one out at a time. Bloop. The dolls don't stop. It's like a magic trick.
I was going to say the magician. Whoop.
Yeah, that'll be it. So, it'll look like it. I mean, I'll get them there by the fake out on the fruitcake and stuff. And then they'll, kerfuffle and then they'll knock each other out. And then I'm going to stage the scene. Like, I'm going to, maybe take some, pictures of them. Make it look like something sexual. And then shove it up his butt. And then, we can do erotic asphyxiation, too. Yeah. Why not? It's Russia. It's the 60s. All this stuff most likely happened. This is probably a true story I'm telling right now.
Probably.
So, the end. I don't know if anyone actually died, but it was a wild ride from beginning to end, that's for sure.
Interesting. It's an interesting time.
Are you interested?
Not only people.
I said, are you interested in that kind of time? Because it's not 1969, but... Or Russia, but all these things could still happen today.
They could, yeah. And I'm pretty sure in 1969 Russia, police just don't care anyway. So it's not like we're going to get caught anywhere. They're going to look at, grab the vodka.
Yeah. They're like, just burn the house down.
Yeah.
Or post office, burn the post office. They're like, we don't need this post office anymore. No one sends mail. It's 1969. Okay, well, that was fun. I wish it was more Christmassy. I do.
With babushkas.
Babushkas.
Yeah, Jim's making the game up next week, so I told him New Year's themed.
New Year's theme. Oh, that'll be good.
Which I'm actually, I had trouble finding a New Year's, murder. There was one, a girl, she was, I think 17 or something like that, and killed her boyfriend, but it just happened 2 years ago and there's still stuff going on, so there's not really much information. Plenty of male murderers, but of course. Female murderers, no. So I'm just going to do just a random person.
Cool. It don't matter,
no big deal.
So have either of you caught up with Blue Sky?
We still have one to watch.
I have not. I have only seen the first episode.
Okay.
Yeah, we're always a few days behind. It comes on Tuesday night, but it's right after my show, and it's at my bedtime. Yeah. So usually we catch up on it, by the weekend.
I just need the one that aired yesterday, but...
Yeah, we didn't watch that one yet.
I haven't seen them. I'm just... First, Sandy got me hooked on 60 Days In, and now I'm, distraught because I can't watch season 6 anywhere. And then, now I'm watching Killer Siblings. So, look out, bitches.
So, I watch a lot of, bad reality TV. So, I watch, Bachelorette.
We know. We know.
Yeah.
We know.
So, it's the end of the one season. So, it's this week it's on Monday and Tuesday, and then it's on next week Monday and Tuesday. So, we'll, my nights have been packed. And then...
She's so busy.
I am. We would be at the gym and she's like, we got to leave in 15 minutes. I'm like, why? She's like, the Bachelorette is on. And I'm like, really?
She was like that when I was staying with her. She's like, I need y'all to shut up because the Bachelorette's coming on.
Wait, let me tell you. So I got a shout. So it was my night to put Harper to bed. So I put Harper to bed at 7:45. And of course, the bitch took forever to go down. So then I had 6 minutes to get a shower before 8 o'clock to go to watch The Bachelorette. So I literally get in the shower and I was due to wash my hair, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to skip it tonight. I'm just going to wash it tomorrow because I need to get down there from The Bachelorette. So, and it was hometowns week, so we're getting to the final four. I need to be down there on time. So I didn't wash my hair, got my shower. I went about my night. At 3 a.m., I wake up and it itching my head so bad. Like, full on scratching this dirty ass bed of hair on my head. So much to the point that Jim wakes up. And he's like, why are you scratching your head so much? I'm like, it's dirty. I didn't wash it. He was like, ew. I kept him up because I was scratching my dirty ass hair because I didn't wash it.
At that point, would you just go take a shower and wash your hair?
I did run water through my hands and put it in my hair to kind of soothe it a little bit. And then I just washed it tonight. But, like, my shows, I have Thursday Night Grays, like, I'm on schedule with these.
I like don't even watch TV anymore, honestly. I really don't.
Oh, I do. I watch so much TV, but I just
don't watch anything anymore.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's like they're like my guilty pleasures. Like, me and Jim right now, we watch Big Sky. And then we're huge on 60 Days In. Like, we're only in the third season. We are very slow. We only get to watch, like, one episode here and there between all our schedules. And, of course, like, we can't watch it until Harper's in bed if we have nothing going on that night. But 60 Days In is so good. It's about people who choose to go into jail for 60 days to see what's going on, how drugs are getting in, how the guards are, how the jail runs. Like, it's so good. And I fell in love with the guy from season one. And
which I'm one? Mad.
Zach.
Oh, Zach. I love Zach.
Everybody loves Zach.
But are you in season three? Mm-hmm. I love Nate. I love him. Oh, or is Nate not in their season?
No, is Nate?
He's the blonde one.
The
ex-Marine or something.
Yep. We are in Nate's.
Yeah. Oh, we are only very. I love Nate. Me some
but
Nate.
But that's a really
I have no
good
idea
one.
What you guys are talking about.
Watch it. It's good. And then, of course, I watch like my random crime documentaries throughout my life as I can. But, yeah.
So. We thirsty hoes. What do you want?
So thanks for listening. We can be reached at themurdermaidens13@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter at Maidens Murder and on murdermaidens.com. You can listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, and through our website. Please give us a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button and drop us a comment. So until next time, don't get murdered.
Don't murder anyone.
And don't do anything we wouldn't do.
Bye. Merry Christmas, bitches!
Merry Christmas!